KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Topping the news, of course, a jail inmate stole a sheriff's deputy's gun and used it to kill one deputy and wound another in Pottawatomie County Monday. It happened just before 11 a.m. as the inmate was being unloaded from a transport van back into Pottawatomie County Jail. Sheriff Jeff Danker says the inmate assaulted the two deputies and escaped.
The perpetrator obtained one of the deputy's firearms and shot both deputies. He was able to flee the Sallyport, which is where they were transferring the prisoners, in the jail van.
The inmate, 23-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati, crashed the van through the closed garage door. One of the deputies, 43-year-old Mark Burbridge, died from his injuries. 59-year-old Deputy Pat Morgan was shot in the lower torso but is expected to recover. Danker arrived at the jail not long after the gunfire.
You walk in there and you got that van is crashed through the door. You got two deputies that are laying on the floor of the Sallyport getting aid, you know, administered to them. It's a shocking scene to walk into.
There are cameras in the area where the shooting occurred, which should help investigators piece together how the deputies were attacked.
As with anything, cameras don't catch everything, and so it's something that we are reviewing those. But we should be able to get an idea of kind of the whole turn of events is kind of what happened.
After he escaped in the van, Correa Carminati allegedly shot a Council Bluffs man, 30-year-old Jerry Brattain, in an attempted carjacking. Brattain was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The inmate eventually ditched the van and stole the woman's car at gunpoint. 31-year-old Amy Kanger of Glenwood was forced to ride in her own car before she was released outside of a liquor store in Omaha. Police eventually captured Correa Carminati after he crashed the car following a chase. A violent episode following a sentencing hearing earlier in the morning for Correa Carminati. He was sentenced to 45 years in prison for a 2016 killing. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said Correa Carminati showed no remorse in court for the man he killed during the robbery.
And they asked him, if you had anything you wanted to say, and he basically had just said that the gentleman that died because he was an idiot and he shouldn't have gotten involved. I mean, he had no remorse. He was just cold through the entire sentencing hearing. Frankly, kind of shocked me. It's the first time I've seen that. I've been doing this job now 15 years. I have never had a defendant do that. And I think the judge was pretty taken aback, by it as well.
The victim's mother was in court and had to leave because she was so upset, according to Wilbur. Sheriff Danker said Burbridge was a 12-year veteran of the department.
He's a great guy, always in always was happy, jovial, was a good deputy, a lot of experience. He'd had some previous experience from another law enforcement agency before, he was hired by us, but excellent man. I'm really going to miss him.
Deputy Morgan, a 10-year veteran, was listed in stable condition at an Omaha hospital. In local news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 33-year-old Daniel Eugene Long, Sr. of Atlantic, was arrested last Thursday on 3 district court warrants for failure to appear in court. Long was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held Monday on $15,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department reports 3 arrests and 2 accidents took place over the past few days. Saturday afternoon, a vehicle driven by Erica Claver of Atlantic was traveling north at the stoplight from the Walmart parking lot and waiting to turn left onto 7th Street. A vehicle driven by Jackson Hightoff of Anita was traveling east on 7th and failed to obey the stoplight before striking Claver's vehicle. Claver was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $14,000. No serious injuries were reported following an accident Friday morning at the intersection of Highway 6 or 7th Street and 22nd Street. Officials say a vehicle driven by Richard Anstey of Cumberland was traveling south on Highway 6 at around 8 a.m. and yielding to northbound traffic before making a left turn onto 22nd when his vehicle was struck from behind. The driver of the other vehicle was identified as Edward Burton of Littleton, Colorado. Burton was cited for failure to maintain a reasonable and proper speed. Damage from the collision amounted to $8,000. An Atlantic police arrested 48-year-old Kevin Scott of Madisonville, Kentucky on Saturday. Scott was taken into custody on a warrant out of Kentucky for failure to appear in court. He was booked into the Cass County Jail. 21-year-old Angel Knowles of Atlantic was arrested Friday in Atlantic. Knowles was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for OWI and booked into the Cass County Jail. And 47-year-old Craig Griffin of Atlantic was arrested April 26th in Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court on a child support matter. He was also booked into the Cass County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Keith Boyd Robinson, age 87, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial services for Keith Robinson will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. William Edwin Griner, age 85, of Panama, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial for William Griner will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Kenneth Miller, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Kenneth Miller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Gordon Leroy Nylon, age 79, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Gordon Nylon will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Bobby Maley, age 69, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bob Maley will be held on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dee Cockburn, age 92, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Dee Cockburn will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Ruth Tibben, age 93, of Anita, died April 24th at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Memorial services for Ruth Tibben will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.